This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so back to Sam Howell. We had a guest on from Seattle yesterday. I brought him on. I basically was like, why did you guys, the team that you cover, he's not really in the front office, why did they just do this? And he's like, oh, they love Sam Howell, dude. They don't think they overpaid at all. In fact, I'm not surprised they gave up what they did. They really think he's awesome. I was like, really? Then you see that John Schneider last night was talking about how there were other teams in. They were super nervous they wouldn't get him. Thinks that he's going to be the guy after Geno Smith, but perhaps. Four teams were trying to trade for Sam Howell. Does it give you any pause about how quickly the Commanders were willing to not just draft a quarterback at two, which I've said all along, draft a QB at two, have Sam as the backup. But they didn't do that yesterday. They said, no, we'll go with Marcus Mariota, who's not particularly good, and we'll just trade Sam Howell and move on from him altogether. Any chance they end up regretting the move, or do you think we'll be applauding it for great value down the road? That's the question. Let's go to Frank in Ashburn on G&D. Hey, Frank.
Grant, you kind of just stole my thunder. I think the mistake was signing Mariota, who you can debate is better than Sam at all, paying him more money with less control, and then flipping Sam. And can you correct me? Did they get a third and a fifth or a fourth and a sixth?
So they got a third and a fifth by giving up a fourth and a sixth. It's a pick swap. They went up 24 and 27 spots, respectively. And if you look at the draft chart, it's essentially like getting a late third, early fourth for Sam Howell.
And what are they paying Mariota?
$6 million. Howell was a $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sam could easily have a better year than Marcus, and you've got $5 million in your pocket.
Well, so here's the thing, and appreciate the phone call. It's a good call. When you say he could have a better year than Marcus, you mean at holding a clipboard? Like he'd be better at wearing a visor? He'd be better at standing on the sideline with sunscreen on? Because neither of them are going to play as long as the rookie quarterback doesn't get hurt. And if it's Jaden Daniels, I do worry about that a little bit because he's very skinny. And Marcus Mariota himself, by the way, can't really stay healthy, which makes trading Sam Howell interesting as well. I think the value was so good that they couldn't pass it up. But I would love to ask Adam Peters the question, were you trading Sam Howell because you wanted to? Because the eval you guys have is just that he's never going to be a particularly good player for you. Or were you trading him because you felt like the offer from Seattle was just too good not to say yes when he's going to be your third quarterback? Because if it's the second one, I get it. If it's the first one where they're going, this isn't really for me, I don't love that. To your point, if we're comparing Mariota and Howell, and if you're taking money into the equation, Mariota at $6 million or Howell at $1 million, it's not even close for me. And not even a little bit close. Sam Howell every time. If you take money out of the equation, I think it's probably a toss-up. But I would roll with Sam Howell because he's got more upside and potential. Like, who does a better job for me for a month starting in September? Debatable. Who would I rather have start 17 games next year? Absolutely, it's Sam Howell. But that's not really what they were debating. I think they wanted a mentor. Something for the record that Marcus Mariota's really never been other than for a handful of weeks with Desmond Ridder. And remember, when he got benched for Desmond Ridder, he basically went AWOL and left the team altogether. I don't know if he was the best mentor in the second half of the season for Desmond Ridder when he was busy quitting football. You guys remember that? That was a real thing that happened. And I like Mariota fine. I'm not trying to dog him. Like, the one time he's been a mentor was that Ridder experience where he literally, like, walked out the door and didn't come back. Everyone's like, where is Marcus Mariota? They covered it on the QB Netflix show if you want to check that out. But that's why he's here. They are paying him as a mentor. I just, you know, you got David Blau as a quarterback's coach, who's basically that guy as well. It does make the Mariota decision that much more curious to me. Do you think there's a chance Washington regrets trading Howell, yes or no? 800-636-1067. And do you care at all that it seems like the Seahawks are giddy, that John Schneider thinks they might have just got their starter? Do you care that four teams were trying to trade for him? Or you saw it with your eyes, you know what he is already, you feel good about what Washington's doing. And maybe you're like me where you go, I actually think Sam Howell is a potential back end of the league starter. I think he's a really good backup. Like, he could be the 29th, 30th best starting quarterback in the league in a couple years. Wouldn't surprise me. 25th best maybe as a ceiling, something like that. But I got the second pick, so it's really not that important to me what he becomes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.